Yeah, Magon. With a Truth Podcast back with it. Now, appreciate all my people for taking this in, man. You already know. This is the Tuesday edition of this Bitter Truth Podcast, Radio Virgin style. So we're going to talk about some things today, some serious things, you know. You already know the Tuesday podcast dedicated, you know, to figure it, you know, how to get out of this side of the earth. So we're going to continue on that today by, you know, we're going to discuss, you know, water for the most part. We're going to discuss water and what water mean to us in this earth. And we also gonna mention as far as what's the real source of life on earth. What's the main source of life on earth? We're gonna see what they tell you in this earth is the main source of life. And we go talk about what really is. Now, first we're gonna discuss the fact that water itself. We're gonna talk about water and how, you know, all this water on this earth, how we should use it and how it comes to be one of the most vital commodity on earth. Now, when we discuss water for say, we're talking about water that the human being consume. That's the first one we go discuss. The water that we actually take in, drinking water, water that we use to make things to eat. By the way, water also contribute in making buildings. You already know you can't just mix concrete without water. So you see the foundation of this earth that they tell you that they build up for you right here. It's all about water. Now, I always show you some significant, you know, signs and symbols that they show you. Sometime when you're watching these folks that, you know, on the world stage, they will show you a glass of water. Even in those parliaments and conferences and they're discussing, you know, important things about the human being life and where we're heading and things that's going on with us, making rules and laws and all, you're gonna see them with that water, a half full glass of water sitting there and they will never drink it. Sometimes you might see it in a bottle, but it's something significant to the devil people to show us if we have any brain, we are controlled by that same water. Now we hear them mention in this earth right here about fountain of youth. We hear them talk about that and mocking and playing around, but what you have to understand, there is something called the fountain of youth, meaning that water, this is what I believe right here, is water basically is the healing and the basically, you know, main source of life. Water is. So when I'm telling you this, I'm meaning that, you know, we can either be ill or we can either be poisoned by the water. Do you get what I'm saying? Now, the first source, the first reason you have to understand why is water on the earth. The water was here to supposedly, you know, satisfy the human beings. Remember, things can't grow without water. You can't have no agriculture. You can't have no farming without water. You have to have water. The animals got to have water. Everybody, everything that lives need water. We're talking about the trees and all of these things that need water to survive on this side of the earth. But when we look at it and check deeply, water is part of what's killing us right here on earth. And I'm going to prove it to you while we discuss this topic right here in, you know, the side of the earth that we need to get away from. So yes, people, in this side of the earth that they take you for the manipulation, water is your destruction. Do you understand that? So yeah, I mentioned the water that's sitting there that keeping you here. The water that keep you trapped in this side of the earth is also a part of it. So yeah, we putting it all together and realizing right here that water is what destroying us. Water is what making you sick. Water is what making you old. So we talk about the alteration of mankind for them to even be on this side of the earth to be manipulated in the first place. So they sell you a dream and they actually leave out this part of it. That you're no longer going to live too long. You're no longer going to have a long lifespan. Your lifespan going to be shortened off the main source of life. That's what they're gonna use to do it, because everybody gotta participate in it. You have to understand, they can't use something to break down the masses that only some people use. Okay, so I always go back to the same question. What you know in this world that every single human being for guaranteed, true, sure, guarantee and sure that they're taking in their body, no matter how old they are. What is it? It comes back down to that same water. Okay, so your body have to have that water by any means. Some people say, I don't too much drink water. But what do you actually drink? What did you drink? Because anything involved drinking involve water. Yes, so a lot of people never really go and think about it. They're talking about juices in bottles and them things. What do you think make them? You can't make no juice without water. You understand what I'm saying? You can't make a drink without water. So all these things that you're taking in contains water. You can't cook without water. You can't do none of these things without water. Water is one of the main sources on earth. Now, before we go any further, we're gonna check and see what them people, the establishment, tell you is the main source of life on earth. Okay, they tell you it's the sun. Okay, this is real interesting here when we talk about the sun right now, with them have a moon eclipse or a sun solar eclipse coming up April 8th. Where they tell you that the sun is going to actually shadow by another object. They never tell you what it is. They just say it's a solar total eclipse. So meaning some foreign object going to block off the sun from shining, I guess, for like 4 or 5 minutes. And the people actually setting up for this event here, while the government supposedly be prepping, setting up, you know, emergency workers and EMTs and emergency everything. They're prepping for a solar eclipse. Now, if you can't wake up on that, something is wrong with you. Why would they make this kind of preparation for a solar eclipse? Something that they tell you happens all the time. But they tell you the total eclipse don't happen all the time. But 2017, I did a video and they're saying that one was there. We know already that it's a foreign object they're actually using to block the sun. So they're gonna practice, give you a practice run. Remember, this is the longest they're ever gonna do it. They give you moon eclipse, but they give you eclipse basically, you know, a quick flash. They said, yes, it just the moon or whatever just go in front of the sun for a little bit and gone. I don't know what that happened. I don't know how, what kind of object is that moving that fast to just approach the sun, shade it for a couple seconds and gone. The sun don't move that fast. How did the eclipse happen that fast? But they're telling you this time it's gonna be from 4 to 5 minutes, basically. 4 to 5 minutes. What I'm trying to tell you here is they're planning to darken the earth. Remember, they're the one who tell you the sun is the main source of life on earth, but it's bullshit. We trying to tell you that light, the light from the sun do a lot as far as, you know, growth and all of these things I already told you. That's the reason why they introduce night to you on earth and tell you in the Bible is God create night and day. But it's bullcrap. It was just day. Night is the destruction of human being. You understand that? Night is not your friend. And I already told you, night stop everything in the tracks. No more growth, no more naturality, no more nature work when it comes to night. That means that shit is not real. It's not something that natural that the human being should have go to. But in the devil side of earth, when demons and the freaks come out at night, of course they have to have night. Part of the destruction of the human beings, most people die at night. You're talking about accident, car accidents and them shit mostly happen overnight. You understand that? So that's what you need to understand. The supposed darkness is part of the alteration of human being to live here. You understand what I'm saying? You have to have night and day. You have to have them switching time from daylight saving time, all of these things. They have to control your year fully. So yes, people, they tell you that the sun is the source of life. The main source of life is the sun. So yes, the sun gives everything energy, supposedly. And, you know, vitalize everything and, you know, make life. They talk about all these carbon and organic, all of these things come alive when it comes to the sun. But listen to me, people, this is what you need to keep in mind. None of that can work without water. So why would they claim that the sun is the main source of life? Why? Oh, okay, you understand what I'm saying here? So yes, water is more important than the sun itself. I don't know you go take that, but yes, it is. Yes, and I'm going to show you that because we some trapped peoples are trapped, you know, entity in here, we know. We trapped in here. By this, everybody know. Okay? So listen to what I'm saying here. We trapped by water. Water is part of our destruction here, even though it's supposed to be what? One of the main source of life. Do you understand that? So if you have the sun shining, we know this by living here. If you have the sun shining and no water, what's gonna happen? Okay, that's what they call a drought. A drought is not good. That means there is no water, but you're getting sun. Okay, so all the main source of life now needs something else to function. Why it needs something else to make something work? Okay, so the sun is not the main source of life. It's not. It's a part of it, but it's not the main source, the single main source of life. The main source of life is water, and that's why they use it to kill us. That's why they use it to alter our bodies and make us who we are today. And I already told you, just in case you never look into it, the human being been limited. Do you understand that? Yes, so to me, we have way more than these abilities that we have right now. You're proud of your abilities? You see something else or another creature or something mimic one of something that you do or one of your habits? One of the things that you do and you feel amazed because nobody shouldn't be able to imitate the human being. Nothing supposed to be, you know, close to human being as far as other creatures. You're amazed by these things, but you're not amazed by yourself. You're not amazed by humanity, but that's what you should do. But it's what I'm saying. Water, the main source of life, is what they use to destroy us here. Is what they use to keep us here. All of the destruction that mankind face on this side of the earth caused by the main source of life. Now, I mention this to prove to you that we're not from this side of the earth. With them have to fix the main source of life for you. Yes, it's not. The main source of life, they tell you, is poison unless these people put hands on it. So these people have to purify the water before it can be drinking. Okay, how did they know these chloride and all of these things that they have putting in water to supposedly be purified and treated? How did they know those things can do that? You can't answer those questions because it's not human being doing it, and they're not doing it for the reason that they tell you. Do you understand what I mean? I mentioned the fact that they talk about dengue fever and these dangerous viruses that plague Africans because they don't have good source of drinking water. What they talking about? They claim that they're just drinking the water in the ponds, the water in the stream, the water that they see that gather up on the earth. That's what they drink. And what happened? They're sick. They have cholera. They have dengue fever. They have yellow fever. All of these diseases that they tell you mankind should be scared of. They tell you these people have it because the water that they're drinking wasn't treated by the peoples themselves, governments. What that tell you in the devil earth? Okay, they control us with water. That's it. Okay, So by some, I don't know how did they get to do it, but they preach to us every day about the importance of water in our body and what's going to happen to you if you don't have it. And they keep telling you about dehydration, what it can do to you. I guess it can make you have a damn stroke. It can give you these body reaction that your body don't even control. All because of what? Dehydration. They show you a man on live TV flip over doing some spasm with his body and all. They say he was just, you know, dehydrated. They run him to some IVs, run some IVs to him, and he back on. Dehydration make him almost die, make him have a fit. What's going on, people? So yes, they're trying to tell you, beat it in your head, that yes, that water is so vital to you. Now listen, in an upside down world, that same water is danger, 100% dangerous for your body. And I hate to do this because it kind of leaves the peoples, us as peoples, you know, like without options if you want to be real. But this is not why we do this truth. The truth gotta be out there by any means necessary. So we tell you about it, and then you can decide with whatever you know and whatever you gather in this earth, you can decide what move to make. But the truth gotta be told. There are some people that are scared to say these things because it's impacting everybody's life. But that's why it's important to say these things, so you know. Knowing is knowledge. So listen what I'm saying. The water that we claim, that we know, supposedly in this earth, as the source of life, is now the destruction of life. The shortening of human being lifespan have something to do with that water. Now, let's discuss the supposed fountain of youth and these things that they mention, sometimes in joke form, sometimes they bring you some serious shit using these analogy. Why? Because it actually is real. So you see where human being origin from? The water actually heals you. On this side of the earth, they say you're born again when they dip you in the water, baptism style. They know the water is important to you, so they use it for your destruction. Just by them dipping you in that water until you're born again, show you what they use the water for here, for the control of mankind. The destruction and everything gonna come with the control. Do you understand what I'm saying? So yes, with us needed water so bad, this is what they use to kill us. They put it in our head. They make us understand that it is the main source of life. Like I tell you, the establishment don't put it out there as the main source of life, but what they show you, what they tell you. Because listen, if right now they tell you a disaster coming and you go outside, what you're gonna see people grabbing? Bottles of water. It don't matter what part of the world it is. Once they hear about disaster coming, they start stacking up water. Okay, so you don't have to ask what the human being thinks is the main source of life. It is water. You can't live without it. But that's what actually killing you here. So I mentioned the human being origin where we from. Yes, those water do heals. And that's the reason why these people can mention a fountain of youth. You understand what I'm saying? Meaning that the water heals you and make you basically stay young. That's what water supposed to do, period. You drink the water, it basically cure you, make you healthy and all. The water supposed to be make everything flourish. Everything, you see the greenery come out. You see flowers and trees and everything basically flourish when the water get on it. It's all about water. The water, and then they mention the sun. But you have to have water as the main ingredients for anything. And that's the reason why they use it for destruction. So where human being origin from, where we originated from, the water is healing. Do you understand that the water is cure? The water is the main source that keep the masses alive. Now I show you that supposedly continent that the human being should be. And yes, it is water. Now, we talk about the water that's here. I don't know, people, if it's the same water. You understand what I'm saying? I don't know if it's the same water they claim, you know, they claim that, you know, surround the whole wide world. It's salty water. We discuss it all the time as far as what use does it have to us. What good that water do for us? We can't find it. What happened? Now you can go on a cruise. Now you can go in a boat. No, the human being never made to do that. I mentioned the fact that we don't have fins. You know, they give you songs about, I believe I can fly, you know, put on wings and fly away and these things. These are all imagination because, yes, we don't belong here. That's the reason why you could hear them sing songs about they want to put on their wings and fly away from here. Like I mentioned, the human being been altered and also limited. So I do believe that the human beings have great abilities. I'm not talking about their flying or none of that shit. But I'm talking about abilities that could help us, that we don't need to fly. I'm not talking about they're building a plane now, so now you can go in an instrument and fly across the seas. No. That's control. That's control. If I say I want to go a certain place, they have to have it on the map. They have to have it as a supposed destination where they can sell you a ticket for. If not, you can't go there on a plane. Same thing with any transportation they give you here. They all got limits. So I'm saying that, listen, the human beings have abilities, so we don't need those things. What they do, alter us, take those abilities away, so now they can actually, you know, mean something. These things that they're giving you now mean something because you don't have that ability anymore. Do you got what I'm saying? I mentioned the fact that the cell phones and these things that you use for communication, let me tell you something that you don't know. We didn't need it. We didn't need it. Therefore, a real human being will never sit there and imagine, yes, picking up an instrument to talk to somebody else across the earth. None of them wouldn't do that. No human being couldn't think like that. That's what I try to tell you. It's the fallen angels technology we're using for our destruction here on earth. So yes, we could communicate, human beings, not languages, not Spanish, English, Arabic, all of these things that they teach you, all fake shit, division and all, to make the masses separate. You have different language from me, we can't communicate, unless we go have to do some kind of work, do some study. You know, they're putting out app for you now to learn language and these things, that's what you go have to go to. Some government system set up for you to communicate with somebody else. That's not how it was meant to be. The human being should be able to communicate, period, with each other. But what they do, they limit us. So now we can't communicate unless we use a device. We need it. We have ways to travel without cars, without planes, without train, without vehicles. We have ways to travel where we move around with no problem. But what we do, we give it up in the alteration for all of these things where they got control over you. That's it. If you're going to participate in anything that they have on this side of the earth, it's part of your control. It's part of them controlling you here. So listen to what I'm saying, people. The most vital thing to us on earth is what they use to kill us. This side of the earth don't have no pure drinking water that you can actually drink. So that tell you 100% that you're not from here, with water being the main source of human being life here. Yes, that's it. It is the main source of life, 100% in. You can't live without it. And I already told you, you can't cook without water. You can't drink shit at all, nothing at all. Every liquid form has something to do with water. any juice, any drink you drink, Coca-Cola, any one of them you drink, they all made with water. Any liquid farm thing make with water. So that means it's without a doubt the main source of life. But it is the killer of mankind. That's what they use to destroy us, period. Because it's something that we need. It's something that our body have to have. And that's the reason why they use it for our destruction. And nobody can tell me that I'm wrong about it. Yes, the water from where we at, where we came from, is natural, clean water, purify water, purify your body. Do you know what I mean? I'm not saying you put something in it to purify it. Yes, you put it in your body to purify your body. Now they feed in your water that they purify, that they put together, ingredients in the water. All of these enzymes and chemicals, they have to feed you just for water. Yes, that's a design plan, knowing that you have to have these things. So they have to manipulate it and then give it to you in the altered world. So you have to understand, people, we talk about, you know, what the Bible mentions in biblical days and all of that shit connected to water. They talk about bread. They talk about all of these things, even the great flood. They give you all of it involved water. You understand what I'm saying? So yes, water is the destruction here, but it's actually supposed to be the savior of mankind. Do you understand? The main ingredients in everything. It makes everything happen. Why would it be bad for us on this side of the earth? Okay, so I always go back far enough, and as far as I can go back to check, you know, what was going on with, you know, our parents back then, you know, fourth parents or whatever they call it, third, fourth parents, and you try to look back and you see that things was going on with them as well. If you understand what I mean, they have complications, they have problems, they have the same kind of things. It's just more potent now, if you understand what I mean. So it's nothing new. So we was trying to go back to see where, you know, these destruction and, you know, alteration begins, and we can't find it. It's been around ever since. As far as we can go back, everything was manipulated. And it's not too far. It's not too far. We're going back. When you can, you know, recall these things from back then and say, yeah, well, you know, you have a great grandma, great grandpa back then, and you learn something from them, or you try to gather some things from them, and you try to find out what was going on back then. Now you're sitting back and try to reflect on it and try to see what was they going through. And yes, they've been through some things as well. Like I say, it just hitting us earlier because they turn it up. So yes, when we go back and check, certain things wasn't on the table, but guess what? Water was there. It don't matter how far you go back, the water is there. So listen what I'm saying. The water is the destruction of mankind right here on earth. The water is what keeps you altered so you can live here under these conditions and actually love it. We find out that you love it. We didn't have to go far to find out that the masses love this earth. They love what it got to offer. The anticipation of technology. All of these things that they have in store. Smart this, smart that. Everything now. Everybody wants a part of it. Everybody wants to be in this devil earth. So they will take a shot. Mark of the beast style. Just to stay in here and feel like, yes, we basically wanted here. You understand what I'm saying? But yes, the people never gonna understand what's going on in this world as far as why we here. And that's the reason why we, you know, relish this side of the earth and loving it. We don't understand nothing. I'm trying to get you to think about these things so you understand that this is not what earth have to offer. This is not it. This is not why we here. We never here to work till we die. Like I say, it's the alteration. It's part of the supposedly agreement that we make with the devil to come here. That's why it sounds like that when they tell you in the Bible the judgment that was handed out to mankind because they disobeyed the Creator. But it was all bullshit. All bullshit. It's them come manipulate you and take you from human being birthplace. That's what they did. They come there and manipulate you and you follow them. Why? Because they sell you a great lie. It was dressed up and look pretty and you buy it. Us, we buy it. You have to look at it like that. It's us. We the same people that buy it. And we the same people that got kicked out of our birthplace. Why? The government, the devil people convince you that this side is better. They have a whole lot to offer you here. And you buy in. Now what they do? They use the greatest source of life, or the main source of life, to actually kill you, to keep you sick, to keep you in a certain shambles. So you always depend on them. You need help from them, as you can't survive in here. And that's the reason why you're in this side of the earth. No naturality is here. Nothing here to save you that's natural. If they're gonna save you, it's something that they made up, something that they put together to basically keep you. That's it. Make you feel like, hey, this is where I belong. So your mind and your soul be at ease, and bam, that's what they do. That's how they get your soul in this satanic part of the earth. Now, we mentioned about the water, the fact that it's keeping you here. We mentioned the big body of sea that means nothing to us. We only can look at it and say it's beautiful. Why is it beautiful? Because it's strange, it's foreign, it's not supposed to be there. We're not fishes, we're meant to walk, we got feet. We don't have wings, we don't have fins. Okay, so that means we're made to walk. Why is most of this earth that God give us to walk on got water? Okay, so you understand the devil of this earth, that's what it is, not God. It's the devil running the earth. Right here that we on. We need to get back to the creation side of earth, where is the creator run things. How you know? Creation run things. What the earth create run things. Not what man create. Like over here, where they tell you about AI that man create with a chip and a programming, gonna take over mankind. This is where you wanna live? Come on, people. We want to go back to natural sources. That's it. All natural sources, and guess what? Whatever comes with it, we live with it. It's simple as that. Whatever comes with naturality, we're gonna live and die with it. That's what we want. We don't wanna live in this so what world where all of these things coming out of what man made, man create for our destruction. We don't want that. We see better, we know better. That's not what the earth have to offer. What we got here. Do you understand that? Yes, it might seem like we're settling for less, but less is more when you're at the right spot, when you have the right things. Less is more. Do you understand me? When I say less is more, meaning that the lesser you have is better. The more you have, the more destruction. The more choices you have, there's the more destruction you have. And that's the reason why the form of solving problem is more options. That's what I'm trying to tell you. More options mean more options to die. More options for the destruction. That's why they never solve problems. They just introduce more shit to you that can actually destroy you. That's what this earth is about. So I'm saying, we're going to have to find a way to get over these obstacles. Now, listen to me, people. Listen to me when I'm talking here. Because one of the things that we need to do before we even try to get back to our origin is try to get back some of our abilities. It may sound far out and way out, but I do believe that if we can gather back some of those abilities, it will be easier for us to make those journeys, if you understand what I mean. And I'm not saying it's not impossible. That's what I'm saying. It's not impossible for you to gain back what you lost. As far as abilities, the human being's abilities, what we coulda do with capabilities. We have capabilities that things that we can imagine of something smart doing. that we imagine have some instrument, some device, some way how things do, but we can actually do it. And it's no magic or nothing. It's just strange because we don't know about it. We make these things seem like it's magic if you can do it. But I already told you, it's because we lose a lot of abilities, including communication with the human beings from way out. We don't need to be right here jibber-jabbling these things that they teach us in book and call it language. We have ways to communicate, but they alter us. They took that from us. We have ways to travel, ways to move around without any type of problem. But the alteration that they did to us limit us. Now we have to take the bus. Now we have to take the train. We have to use the cars that they put together and all. Why? Control environment, everything they give you by design. And that's the reason why they're doing these things. So listen to me, people. If we can find a way, because if it's an alteration, all we have to do is just unaltered, basically by leaving those things alone that keeping us altered. It's simple as that. But hold on. Wait a minute. So if that thing is water, think about that for a little bit. Can you basically undo what was done to mankind if it's done to water? I'm just saying. If it's done to water where all of these, you know, abilities that the human beings have disappeared on this side of the earth, and you know, the ability to think and the ability to solve things and put plan together and execute it and all of these things, all of that is now gone. So guess what? You have to go to school, you have to go learn a trade, you have to do all of these things to basically learn something. You can't get out nothing without these government people have it to be in your head. Do you understand that? They're the one who have to give you a curriculum for you to learn something that they tell you can make money off later. That's what this earth have to offer. So I'm telling you right now, the alteration can redone. What we have to do? We have to actually come off what making the alteration happens. Okay. So we go back to the main sources of life on this earth. Now, like I mentioned, they tell you the energy from the sun is the main source of life. That's what they tell you on the earth. But when they break it down, it's gonna also come in as water. Water have to be in it. Do you understand what I'm saying? So what I'm saying here is, if you say the sun is the main source of life, that means, like I said, backwards world, meaning that if the sun, they tell you, is the main source of life, it's part of what makes in you whole. It's part of what breaks in you down. Remember, the sun that you see on this side of the earth that you're in is not the sun that you're going to see when you're at the right place, human being origin. Now, back in the days, like I mentioned, I hear, you know, my great-grandma used to hum some songs back in the days. And like I mentioned, she basically used to sing those songs because it's something that was programmed in their head about, you know, some high mountains that they can't get over, and it's so wide that they can't get around it. It's so low that you can't get under it. And I'm thinking all the time, man, my whole life of existence, these things always in my mind as far as what is they talking about? You get what I mean? Because some people would just look at it like, it's just a song, or these things mean something. Where does this song come from? Where does it come from that my grandma could be humming it, my great-grandma? Why? How? Okay, something that was beating their head for some reason. So when I look back at it and I'm like, mountains, they're talking about mountain, and it's so high that you can't get over it. It's so wide that you can't get around it. It's so low you can't get under it. That's the damn circle, people. That's the circle that's hold us in here. It don't hold in no damn water. It hold us in. We as the people, that's what that supposed to be mountains. Frozen mountains, that's what it's holding in. It's holding us in here, trapped. as hostages of the devil. That's it. So listen, people. Those are the what they're talking about. High mountains, and you can't climb it. You can't get around it. You can't go under it. That's what they use to separate us from where we come from. And then the waters make it impossible for you to go back. I mentioned Moses, with them supposed to be parting the sea, for him to supposed to be, you know, free his people. It's part of that right there, people. The same damn concept. Yes, it's the water that holds us here. If that water don't part us, something is something, you know, basically miraculous happen with the water. We trap here. I'm just saying, the depths of that water and all of these things, people, is by design. I'm not even playing. These are creeks, valleys, and mountains that was now flooded. That's now flooded. Deep, deep depths of water, people. I mentioned that if the water is not there, you can take your time and you can walk. Period. You can walk. If there was no water, there is no separation. The water is a separation. They use it for borders, people. A lot of places, what is the border? Water. You have to understand, most of these places bordered by water. Where is the water come from? Remember, the borders is an illusion in this devil earth in Babylon. So listen to me, people. The water is separation. The water is the basic gate. The water holds us here, people. The water, the unnecessary salty water that you can't even drink. Like I mentioned, the water is a source of life for real. We got too much of it that can't drink, that you can't use for real. All that body of seawater, why is it there? Just to keep you here, that's it. They don't have no other reason to put that water there or let that water in to cover these mountains and valleys and everything. Now they're deep underwater. You can't get out of here if you don't use the water. The water not gonna cooperate with you, period. So what we're saying is, we got to gain back some of those abilities that was taken from us. Where we can do these things without, you know, have to go to these routes that they tell us about. These way of life that they tell us about. You understand what I'm saying? We need to come up with something else. Something else to move around. Some other way of transport. Some way of moving around. Do you understand what I'm saying? And because we altered, our senses and everything was altered. You know, they take away some of your senses and everything. That's the reason why we hopeless in here. Can you believe it? It's somewhere that we're supposed to be then. And we don't even know where we at. We can't identify what we at. Where we at, they can tell you. And a ball spinning. That's the reason why I'm talking these things, so you understand. They tell you on a ball spinning because you've been altered. You have to believe it because you've been trapped. You've been a control environment. They only show you the parts that they want you to see. How you're gonna know if you live on a ball or not? All they have to do is tell you and then keep you away from the edge. That's it. Now you're living on a ball, satanic ball, a blue marble, where you can get solar eclipse. Yes, and all of these shits can be destruction for your ass right here on earth. Like I mentioned, where we from, human being origin, fountain of youth. That's why they mention it, people. That's a mockery. It is mockery. They mention it because the water supposed to heal you. They baptize you in water, the same dirty water they have here, and tell you born again. 100% bullshit. They already know. And if you see the rituals that they give you with these, you know, things that they show on TV, you can see the water is manipulation. They use it for manipulation. They show you all these satanic puppets taking a dip in the bathtub. What you think it's about? Yes, there go the significance of the water again. But they pollute it for us to drink. That's one of our main alterations right here on earth. The fact that we have to take that water in, people. Yes, and we have to. You're known by when you get thirsty. Some people said they don't feel thirsty for water. They don't drink any object. But it's the same water you're drinking, spice up with some other ingredients. But at the end of the day, it's the same water. So we go back and check what could be the human being destruction. It has to be something that every human being associate with. What it is, people, there you go. You win the prize. It is water. Water. Everything is water. The bread that they tell you, God used five, Jesus used five loaves of bread and fishes and feed abundance of people. The bread that they talk about, also made with water. You can't make bread without water. You can't make nothing without water. Okay, they give you concrete here, they give you roads, they give you all of these things. Not possible without water. Water is the main source of life, and it is the main source of death, the main source of destruction on this side of the earth. So you kind of understand why you're here. Just for the manipulation, so they can take your soul. They couldn't do it where you originated from. That's the reason why they take you here. Where ingredients is in water. Yes, where they can give you a filter to filter off the bacteria out of the water. Can you believe that, people? You have some germs in the water and they tell you to run it to a piece of cloth. Even though you run the germs through the piece of cloth and you can't see the germs on the cloth, yes, the germs is on the cloth. It's no longer in the water. The cloth strained it off and now the water is clean. That's the dumb world we live in. Okay, come back to us, people. Like I say, let's try to at least get away from the alteration a little bit, so we can actually get some of those abilities back. Listen, you might say it's impossible, but what we doing here has to be the truth, people. What we doing here has this bitter truth, and people hunt it and everybody upon. What do you think that is? That's other people breaking away from the alteration. That's it. You're breaking away from the illusion and the alteration, and that's the reason why you can think this clearly now. That's the way you can think independently, or supposedly be critical. Why? Because now the alteration is kind of loosened up as far as that brain chain that they got on. So yes, with you thinking like this is already part of the breaking off of the from the supposedly alteration. So don't tell me that it's odd or it's something impossible for you to gain back some of these abilities, because we already proven that it can happen by this right here that we're doing. Yes, we beat the odds of that brain chain. So now we can think freely. Now we can think independently. Now we can use our basic free will to think. And now you can come up with these things. Okay, so that shows you that the alteration can be reversed. It's proof with this bit of truth. We live in proof right here that the alteration can be reversed. We started out with the mind game that they play. We shake that by re-altering our brain, put it back. So we can do these things, but we have to kind of understand what the manipulation is. Then we can go against it. Then we can, you know, leave it alone if that's what we need to do to get away from that alteration, and then we can get back to being who the Creator made us to be, and then we can get back to where we're supposed to be. Like I say, nothing is easy. They tell you no pain, no gain. It's not joke. Yes, you want something, you have to work for it. You have to pressure. You have to put some pressure on yourself. That's what they teach you in this earth. For vanity, try that with going for supposedly life itself, real life, to get rid of the alteration and everything. You're doing this shit for life. You're doing it for the reason why you're here. The reason why you're here on earth, not the reason why you're here on this side. The reason why you're here on this side is for manipulation. The reason why you're on earth is to save your damn soul. You can't do it here. This is the place of the supposed areas of soul snatching. They're snatching souls here. You can't live here and keep your soul. Just like you can't live in here and keep your sanity. So like I say, people, we're doing this reversal and try to learn something else independently without these people, you know, beating everything in our head. So yes, we did beat that odds of that alteration. Now let's try it on the supposed, you know, abilities to try to gain them back. Yes, another Mag Bam Tuesday radio show, man. Appreciate everybody for taking it in. To be continued.